Good morning. We're here again with our 7-minute wisdom series. I'm Tom McVeigh.
And I'm Mark Westcott. Great to catch up with you again, Tom. And today our topic is step-sibling seepage.
Becoming more and more an issue, of course, in today's society where we've got blended families and the dilemma of how do I look after the step-sibling.
That's right. It's a funny term, and when I mention this to people, it's funny. It's one of those phrases that I've coined and trademarked, naturally. It's one of those phrases that people kind of get it when you say, you know, are you concerned, Tom, about step-sibling seepage? And just in case you didn't get it straight away, what that means is with blended families, as you say, and I mean it's just becoming more and more prevalent having a blended family, step-sibling seepage is making sure that what the original family put together for their children doesn't necessarily get diluted just because mum or dad have remarried and there's a whole lot of stepchildren now involved in the estate. So it's trying, and look, sometimes that may be what everybody decides is a good thing, but in a lot of cases, if the original mother and father and their children lived together for years and years and years and created an estate, most people would think that that should end up for the benefit of the original children, not necessarily spread between four new stepchildren that have come in and had nothing to do with that part of their life. So it's trying to, I guess, in some ways create a silo for those original assets. Have you come across this a bit, Tom?
As I said earlier on, it is becoming more and more prevalent. And I think the couple of words of guidance, if I could, to people who are in this situation is that I feel that as the relationship matures with the second or in some cases third couples, is that your estate plan is going to change accordingly. So if I give an example of if people have just moved in together and they're in a relationship that's 2 years old, it's probably unlikely that either of them will wish to want to leave a substantial amount, if anything, to the other. But if you've your second relationship is 40 years on, then it's not unreasonable that your partner receives something of your estate and obviously a larger share. So that it is a time thing and it's going to change over time. The second part of it is, of course, you've got this dilemma of the balancing act between my spouse, who I'm very much in love with, and my children from my previous relationship, who I'm also very much in love with. There's no simple answer there. It's just a matter of, however, getting an answer. So it's no, we don't want the dilemma, the deferral dilemma and the procrastination. But it is coming up with an answer, and then it's also putting into place the legal documentation to make sure that we don't have disputes after death.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those situations, Tom, and I've got many years experience, I guess, in these sorts of situations, and it's a funny name, but it's certainly not funny in practical terms. If I can reflect on a situation I had a number of years ago where a client had remarried and he had a daughter from his first marriage. His first wife had died, but he had a daughter from the first marriage. And when I was sitting down having the estate planning discussions with this couple, the new wife didn't want the first child to receive a cent. And of course the father was at the other end of the scale. Of course, he wanted to look after his new wife, but he also wanted to make sure that if she then passed, that money would go back to his first child, not to the Royal Guide Dogs for the Blind or something like that. They didn't have any children themselves. And of course, the second wife was saying, well, I will decide where the money goes if I die second, and it probably won't be to your child. So it just created a really big conflict. And of course, those conversations in themselves can actually affect the relationship, and that was a really tough one. And we finally got some resolution, and we did look after both the second wife and the original child.
Well facilitated by the second one.
Thank you, Tom. It was one of my finer moments, I thought. But I tell you what, it did leave some damage to the relationship between the father and the second wife, unfortunately, because there was just, unfortunately, some real bitterness between her and the daughter. So, yes, step-sibling issues can really, they can become very emotional, and I think, you know, we've seen, even in working together, that, sometimes a second spouse who has children themselves become very protective of their children, and especially you know, if they've married into a higher financial status, that that could become some very interesting conversations. So it's a minefield, but it's one to be aware of, and we're being brave talking about it today, because it's one you can't ignore. You really need to think about it, because the worst thing you can do is put your children in a position where on your death they look at what the will says and they go, Dad, you know, seriously, what were you thinking?
Yeah, it actually interesting. Perhaps it broadens the circle of advice, the professional advisors, that not only do we have the facilitator, the accountant, the lawyer, the financial planner, the insurance guy, but we might have a counsellor come in to just counsel, because it is a very important issue, and you can see both sides on occasions. Absolutely. where the child and the new parent or the new spouse don't get on, and there might be very valid reasons why that is, but there needs to be some middle ground, because no one's wrong, but there should be an answer.
Yeah, and look, usually there's an answer somewhere in the middle, and you're right, maybe I should make a call to a good counsellor to come in and provide some psychological counselling in some cases as well.
Great topic, Mark.
Yeah, very brave of us today, Tom. So great talking with you again today, and look forward to our next session.
Same here. Thank you.